views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, I've got all kinds of good stuff to share with you today. June has not disappointed bringing the energy in, and it continues. We're halfway through the year, so this is a good time to go, okay, what if I worked out, sorted out, accomplished? What have I not accomplished? What do I still want to accomplish through the rest of this year? Remember, this is an 11-year, a really supportive in the energy manifesting year. So making the most of it is proactive on your part. You can read about it, talk about it, listen to the show, listen to other metaphysical topics and other, you know, other things out there. But are you being proactive? That's important because you want to make some choices and you want to do something in that direction. Well, here's what's coming up that I think we need to talk about today, and that's about thoughts. Yeah. How many of you out there feel like the thoughts are everywhere? They're all over the place. I have so many in there. It feels like I'm multitasking in my mind all the time and I can't keep up. You might be feeling like that. If you're not, fantastic. However, we want to talk about that a little bit because I know I sound like Wizard of Oz. The energy is moving so quickly and it does feel like, wait, I'm not used to it going this fast. Lots of people are feeling that way. I've felt that a few times, and there's things we can do because we want to be able to sort out. The new moon coming on June 13th is a Gemini moon, and Gemini is an air sign. So that's mental and thinking. I know, mental and thinking. And then we have all of this creativity that's just busting out of us that wants to be heard. Self-expression, your own creativity, your own unique self, your higher self, you, what makes you who you are, is wanting to express. And that's a beautiful thing, but are you allowing it? And that's some of the things that we're, you know, kind of feeling like we're dragging our feet through because things are changing so fast and what we knew and what was approved of and what was not approved of and maybe the way you were raised or what you grew up in is a very different way of who you are today. I can say that too. Not everybody that you've always known in your life is going to understand that, but that's okay. It really is because you really need to bring your focus on what's right for you. It is a very brave thing if it goes totally against what your tribe says, you know, what your group says, what your whatever it is, family, whatever that is for you, and you know that it's got to be different for you. It's a very brave thing to speak out on that, and that's causing some people some distress. anxiousness, nervousness, because there's what? There's this fear. They're not going to approve. It's going to be difficult. You're going to lose relationships. Some will fall away. Some will. But you will also gain ones that resonate with where you are. But that fear factor, you just, you know, it causes some of this. So we're going to talk about where our thoughts have a lot of power when it comes to manifesting and what we're focusing on in our thoughts and how you can gain empowerment on those thoughts. They don't have to control you. We want to talk about that today because a lot of you, you're probably saying, I can't control them. I can't stop them. But we're going to work through some of that today because this is important that you are heard and that you yourself hear what's coming from within yourself. It doesn't matter what's coming from within somebody else for you. It doesn't matter what's coming in for anybody else. That's what they do for themselves. You want to focus on what's coming in for you, hearing it, respecting it, speaking your truth, being creative, being your creative self, letting us know what that is. You know, speaking and self-express, I mean, there's a freedom in that. It's emotional, I know. There's a little bit to go through. And, you know, the big one is scared, fear of what will change in your life if you did. I know that. I have been through that plenty. I get that. And with what I've done in my life, a lot of things have changed. But I would do it again because I couldn't be happier. I feel like I thrive. I feel like I'm in my element now. But what is right for you? So we have that topic on the table. It's about the new moon energy and how it will help you through this. We're going to talk about those thoughts that are just going like crazy in your mind and what we can do with that and how you can anchor into a more positive, supportive thought and help you with that. Now, I do want to tell you, some people, if you feel that you just are really having a tough time or you're really feeling like it's you're in over your head, please do not hesitate to reach out for help. This is no way supposed to replace anything for mental health or medical health. You have to understand that. We are coming from a metaphysical perspective on energy. We're going to work with the energy of our thoughts today. There's a lot you can do with that. But it's not to replace something if you have something going on that you need additional help. So don't feel like you got to do that by yourself. That's important because a lot of times that is just that, okay? But this is different. This is about what we have going on in there. So we have all the chats open on YouTube. So hello to YouTube. Hello to Ravenwolf and Sharon. Good morning to both of you. You beautiful souls, see you out there. Hello to everyone in Facebook. We have Facebook live streaming with our network, Transformation Talk Radio. There's their page, their Facebook page. I've shared it over to my Facebook pages. If you're connected to those, you'll be able to find it over there. If you want to join the video chats, don't hesitate. Throw your questions out there in the chat. You can also call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. We've got it going on. I just looked at my clock. I'm on the East Coast. It's 11:11. Don't you love that? And I had a message come in yesterday. I've been getting a lot of messages from nature, and I absolutely love that. So let me share that with you very quickly. What I had done yesterday morning was I was doing a clearing of my own energy, clearing of my home. Do this regularly right now while we're processing thoughts, guys, and everything else that's happening with manifesting and shifting into a new life. But I'm doing it too. I think I'm going to increase it and do it even more often. Okay. So just know that. The other thing is I asked for the clearing of all the things that were negative, anything that was trying to influence on a negative way, to release any emotions or anything that I had that was going to get in the way. So only the good stuff could come in. Long story short, I asked angels to help me with that. I always ask Michael to do that. I had done that yesterday morning. When I came out about 2 hours later, walked out on my front step, there it was, a beautiful feather again on the doorstep. This one was black. Black does not mean a bad thing, okay? Angels talk all the time in feathers, and the black means we heard it. You're covered. We're watching your back. We're protecting you. Ground. You're connected. And it just sent such a beautiful feeling through my heart. And it was such a thank you. And I appreciated that in every way that they had that covered for me. Now, the more you open up to information and messages from spirit, the more come through. But it's not even the more come through. They're still coming through no matter what, but you might be missing them. What really happens is you start to recognize them more. You start to see them. Just last week, I had a white feather when Emmy fell. That was last Thursday. You remember that? And she had gone down the steps, and there was that white feather. We were here. It's all good. So any color really means whatever that, you know, the color brings more depth of the meaning into it. And they use that a lot. Now, they don't always use feathers, but they do use feathers with me at times, and it seems to be increasing. A lot of information seems to be coming in more and more. And I just share these stories because I want you to know how beautiful it is to be connected to spirit. So I did want to share that. Now, June 13 is the new moon, Gemini. Think about that. It's an air sign. It's a mental thinking energy anyway, okay? The thoughts. Let's get some things down quickly that I want you to think about. I want to get a thought into your head right now. We're going to take a break after I do that. And then when we come back, I'm going to start digging into this. Think about the things in your mind that are just scrambling around that you feel overwhelmed with, cause anxiety. I know, got to go there for a minute. Don't get all stuck there, but I want you to think you're visiting this or watching it like a TV show or something. You know, it's not in you. It's not who you are. You're watching this, observing this. That's pretty much what that is. And what are the thoughts that are causing some of the distress for you? If you have paper, jot it down. Put it down or have it, you know, just have it. Because when I go to this next part, it's going to help you. Because we're going to gain control and empowerment over those things that seem to be monstrosity mountains, okay? That's what we're doing. This is good stuff, guys. This really is. This is going to help you in a big way so you can use this energy in a very, very positive way, okay? There is so much to the year 2018 that is just monumental in transformation to making a new life. This is incredible, guys. This is incredible. So hello. Oh, we have a hello over in the Facebook. So hello over to you over in Facebook. Hi, Nina. And great. Oh, nice to see your little beautiful smiley face over there and to hear from you. It's good to see you too. So guys, we have both those chats over. You can join friends over there, other people like-minded that are interested in this topic. That's what we do on this show. So what are we doing? We're working on the thoughts. What are we going to do? We're going to feel empowered where we have control of these thoughts. They don't have control of you. You're going to feel the strength and the momentum to push through this and to have success in what you're working through in your life. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving into that. Remember, make a list of the things that are troubling you. When we come back, we're going to start bringing that mountain down. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, I want to say hello to everyone joining us. We have our chats open on YouTube and Facebook live streaming. And if you're listening audio, call in 1-800-930-2819. What are we talking about? We're talking about those thoughts. Whoa, thoughts. You know, this energy with this new moon is going to help us. Now, here's what we have going on. You thought about the thoughts that are overwhelming, let's just call them in general negative or troubling or distressing you or just distracting, whatever it might be. Think about that. What's been consuming your time and your energy? Okay. And I want to give you something else to think about. Why do thoughts have power? Why? Because we believe them. Because we believe them. Now, think about that when it comes to manifesting. Manifesting is you believe the thought to manifest, okay? This is metaphysical with manifesting and that energy and how we utilize energy. You don't have to believe every single thought you have. Did you know that? Did you know you don't have to believe every single one? See what I mean? Now, if you're trying to believe every single thought that goes through your mind, and some are up, some are down, some they're all over the place. I mean, we get crazy thoughts. And that's okay. Let them be a process of observation. Just observe them. Let them come in and right back out. That's one of the things that's, you know, very beneficial with meditation. We practice not trying to control or stop the thought. Don't even want you to try to stop that. You have these thoughts you don't want. I don't want them. I want to get them out of my head. That's probably going to give it more energy. More than likely, that's what it feels like, and you just can't get away from it. So we're not trying to get rid of it. Don't try to do that. Just stand your ground and go, okay, I observe you. I see you, but I don't have to believe you if that's not what you want to choose. Think about how powerful that is right there. Think about all the things you can choose to keep in your thoughts and the things you can choose not to believe. I'm not saying it's going to be an overnight, oh, okay, that's it. And some will come back. some that have been there for a very long time, maybe some that have a lot of attachments and cords and emotions and history. You might have to tackle that one a couple of times, okay? Maybe a few, maybe several times, maybe more than once a day. Don't let that stop you, because the more that you're aware, oh, I don't have to believe that thought. That was a terrible thought, but I don't have to go there. You don't have to believe. It's not like you're trying to get, this is going to work with the mental, okay? Think about it. If you try to get rid of it, how, you can't just not see something or not think something, right? You can't unthink it like that, okay? It doesn't work that way. But if you go, all right, I saw that, but I don't have to put all that energy over there. And then you may have to change subjects. You may have to go get physically busy doing something else to change it up. Whatever it takes, do it. And put something in there and get start putting your mind and just go down. If you can go down the bunny trail of that thought you don't want, you can go down the bunny trail of the one that you do. You can do both. Okay, you can go either way, but where is it and what happened? And it's not even anybody's fault. We're not making it to blame. But why is it so much easier to believe the scary thought versus the ones that you want? Because we believe that it's easier. Okay, you see, this is kind of going, whoa, wait a minute. And I hope that I got you thinking about that a little bit, because it's important. It's a big deal. Now, when you remind yourself, wait a minute, I can choose to have a more positive perspective here. We're not going to try to get rid of that thought that you don't want. You're just going to choose with intention. You may not feel like you're believing it at the beginning, but you can. Okay, you just do this. You're like, okay, I don't want to believe that. And this is not the same as putting your head in the sand or not being realistic with reality. We're being very logical with this. So I want to make sure I'm clear with that. We're not trying to pretend here. It's not a pretending. It's not a fake. You have more thoughts than just those thoughts you don't like. Okay, you have a mixed bag in there. This is a organizing, sorting out, and you're putting them into different places. Like, I want this thought, so I'm going to put some more energy into this thought. You're going to choose with intention to do that. Just that awareness pulls all the energy away from the one that you thought had all the control. The best part about doing this is, like, I can choose not to give that energy or believe it. You're taking all that power away from that. It's not, it'll still be there, but it won't have any power. It's like disconnecting the lamp from the wall. It won't light up. Think of it that way. It won't have any energy to do anything, because you're going to put all the energy that you detached from it where you want. Now, who's got that going on? I mean, anybody got any questions about that? Throw them out there. That's kind of an interesting perspective. But when you realize, oh, I don't have to believe that, you've just disempowered it and you've empowered yourself. Let me say that again. When you choose that, you choose not to believe in those thoughts or give that energy, the things that are bothering you, you have disempowered that and you've empowered yourself to make a different choice, a better choice. That's a big deal. Now, why is this new moon such a big deal in this one? Because the energy of Gemini is an air sign. Gemini is all about what we talked about last week, self-expression, finding your own creativity. Okay. Speaking your truth. Okay. Speaking your truth and being, you know, knowing you can do that. I mean, there is freedom And if you think about it, Gemini is an air sign. Think about the birds. Think about flight. You know, when you have those dreams of flying, they're dreams of being free. Okay? It's a free feeling. Self-expression, speaking your truth, finding your own creativity, and standing in it confidently without fear of anything. Wow. That, to me, that's freedom. That's beautiful. That's what I want for you. That's why we're talking about this. Now, here's another one, and we may roll into the next segment for this one, but there's so many thoughts in there that, you know, maybe some of the ones that are coming up need to be evaluated on if they're true or false. Are these just frets and worries of the future that haven't even happened yet? Or, you know, are you believing something you heard and you don't even know if it's true? And you just don't feel that that's resonating or supporting you in any way, you know, things like this. Or what somebody's opinion is of you. You know, that favorite phrase Wayne Dyer always said, I am not your opinion of me. Okay? Keep that one in your notes. I love that phrase. It's very empowering. I love that phrase. But is it true or false? All these things, all these thoughts that are taking up your energy, causing all this distraction and make you feel stuck. What's going on with that? We're at a halfway point here in June. For the rest of the year, you know, it's full speed ahead with this. The energy's not slowing down. All that we've been going through is to bring us to a point where, wow, we really did it. We arrived. We're more than we ever thought we could be. And I can't even define what that is for you, because you are going to find that within yourself. You're going to find that within yourself. Now, they're powerful. You see how powerful thoughts are when they're affecting your entire emotional state? They're affecting your entire viewpoint of whatever you have going on. They're affecting your life. They're affecting maybe even relationships from what you believe or what your thoughts are that are just dragging you all over the place. You see what I mean? That's the ones you're used to, but we want to focus on the ones that are good too. All the ones that empower you, that are your dreams, your inspirations, the things you think about that you wish you could do, that you maybe you've started it and you want to, and now you feel a little nervous because you've broke new ground and you have no idea what the next step is. Honestly, believe that that is the way to be. And that's one of the things that I found to overcome some of the things that are absolutely incredible. When you realize, wow, being in a brand new place, going through this huge transition that I'm so nervous about, okay, you're going through this transition that you're so nervous about, and then you don't know, you don't have any idea what you're going to do from one minute to the next because it's so brand new. You don't know what you're doing. That's what it feels like. What is your thought about that? Do you believe, oh no, I'm going to fail? Or do you believe, oh, I don't know what I'm doing? Oh, I made a mistake. You know, what are you thinking here? And shift it. Just go with me down this meditation. If it's a dream to you, a daydream where you change it up, that's a really good way to work with manifesting skills. And you go, well, I'm not going to be afraid of it. I'm just going to do it. And every failure is a success because you learned something. And every step you took, you gained more knowledge and expertise in the direction you're going. Can you just imagine? Can you just imagine that you actually arrived? That you're actually living the dream? You're actually soaring? You're actually happy? And you can't wait to wake up the next day and dive in again? Those are the kind of daydreams you want to be doing. That's right. Call it a daydream if you want, but those daydreams are powerful manifesting tools, and they will help you move and shift into something else. Now, when I'm saying manifesting, I'm not even trying to say, okay, let's just dream up all this physical stuff we want and just poof, there it is. I'm talking about manifesting happiness, allowing the universe to kind of naturally unfold with it and show you that you may have had an option that you didn't even realize would be even better for you. Little things like that can really bring things to the table that were better than you ever thought they could be. You could have an idea that you know you want to be in a better place, but when you work with the universe, with spirit, with your higher self, kind of allow the flexibility as you're coming and going with this whole thing and let it unfold. You have a desire and a dream, but instead of saying, okay, I want this, this, this in this way, really specific, what is the end result? You want to be happy. You want to be secure. You want to love what you're doing, right? You can have a thought that, okay, I really want to do whatever it is, you know, change jobs, change professions. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. But if it seems like it's got some curves and angles and dangles and turns in there, don't see that as a problem. See that as opportunity to gain expertise, knowledge, awareness, and perfect where you're going with this. You know, like just bring it up into a better way. That's what you want to do. That's really cool stuff. So let me leave you with that thought. What are you? What is true and what's not true in there? And some of the things I just said, when we come back from break, we're going to do a little bit more about this, and we're going to just keep powering on because this energy in this moon, and I also have some things from angels that I want to share with you about this specific energy, and that's what I'm going to do when we come back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
And welcome back to the show. What are we talking about? We're talking about thoughts having power. Wow, what we can do about it and how you can be empowered. And you are the one running the show here with your higher self. Really cool energy here in June with the Gemini new moon, just the whole month of June, really. It's the halfway point to evaluate where we've been, where we're going. What do we need to restructure? What do we need to release if there's anything left? And what we want to do or take action in to move forward. Now, I had three angels that came in that were perfect for this type of energy. First of all, we're dealing with thoughts that cause us anxiety, fear, fret. You know, if you're trying to gain control and subdue those, like disempower those thoughts, that's what we want to do. Archangel Michael, fantastic for that. Absolutely fantastic for that. Because what does this angel do? This angel is all about clearing negative and toxic thoughts, energy, debris from you. I would recommend doing it more regularly if you're feeling a lot of intensity with this right now. Some people are going to feel it a lot more than others, just depending on what they have going on. I've actually started to increase it more because I'm feeling some interesting things going on. And I just wonder, it always makes me think about, wow, the people that are feeling just overloaded with this. So I've been putting that out more too. Clear your home, clear your car, clear your area, your space, tidy it up physically. Okay. If the if dust is starting to pile up, things about things like that, dust actually holds a negative, you know, it holds old debris. The more you clear that out, the better it feels energetically too, not just because it looks better and feels better and you can take a deep breath without coughing. It energizes your home as well. Now, another thing, watching the diet, watch your diet physically. If you're feeling heavy with weight, you know, weighed down with energy and sadness or thoughts, you know, do something good for your body, you know, give it nutrition that it needs, take care of it because that is the antenna that's picking up the signals of the energy. So do that. Don't hesitate to do your salt baths. Don't hesitate to go take a swim in the ocean. If you have that, that's fantastic. Things like that. Now, Michael, absolutely. If there's fear, if you need to feel safe, if these thoughts are doing that, Michael, absolutely. Call on that one. Now, they don't bother you and mess with you unless you ask, but they are there to support you. They are of divine energy, and they are there to help you. If you don't know which one to call, you have a guardian angel. You can just ask God. God will bring them to you. I mean, however it works for you. There's no one way and that's it, okay? Just know that they are a beautiful support of the divine here to assist you. So why not appreciate a gift and utilize it and use that gift and have gratitude for that gift? That's the way I see angels, and they are always there for me. Now, another one that came through was Raphael. Archangel Raphael is a healing angel, and Raphael likes to gently nudge and suggest things that would be a better choice for you, that would be very healing for you. Michael's good about cutting all the old stuff away, getting rid of it. Raphael's very good for the healing energy to repair and restore something that may have been broken down from that old debris energy that was cleared. So they're a great tandem team anyway, if you're doing that. And just to gently nudge you. So if you're, you know, thinking or seems like synchronicities with information that are repetitive but gentle, like maybe it would be a good idea to go for a walk more often or maybe drink more water, little things like that. Those are healing things to do, and that's a lot of times Raphael nudging if you asked for his help. Not overpowering at all. It's restoration. Maybe you just need to rest. Maybe you're out of balance with work and home and personal time, things like that. Another angel that came through, which is perfect for this energy on self-expression, which is going to be in the communication field, is Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is perfect for this energy. Why? Gabriel is all about communications, speaking your truth. That would be self-expression and creativity. Yes, all of the above. Perfect angel trio here to make this rock in June, to really grab hold and feel that you've got this and to feel inspired for the second half of the year coming. Perfect alignment here, guys. Perfect alignment with what's going on. Now, some of the stuff that you may have coming up will be old stuff, super old stuff, maybe all the way back to childhood or, you know, the harder stuff that needs to be worked out. That's the stuff that, you know, kind of just gets thrown over there. I don't want to go there. That's just so painful. It's so uncomfortable. Those things are going to come up too. And you can find empowerment this way. You can find empowerment by letting it come up, being in that observer mode, and going, you know what? That may be the way it used to be, but that's not who I am now. That's not what I'm about. That's not working anymore. That needs to be replaced with something better. That would be the first step. Trying to, you know, take some of that attachment of energy out of it. Because what are we doing when we're working with these thoughts and sorting them out? We're detaching. We're cutting a cord. It's just an interesting inner self work here. We're cutting a cord to the thought that we don't want to give energy to. Cut the cord, okay? You know, that's kind of a metaphor for what we're doing. You have a cord, you're attached to this thought, is pulling and siphoning all of your energy out, right? Watch out for if you are very susceptible to, as soon as you're around somebody else's thoughts, you take them on as yours. Empathic people, you know, empathic people have a very beautiful gift. It has a double-edged sword. If you give all that energy to that thought or that emotion, if we take on what's not ours, that happens, and then it just drains you, like, quickly, and then you just feel like, what just happened? Did that happen again? You know, you'll feel like that. Yeah, but you know what? You don't want to beat yourself up on that, because those deep things that might have a little bit of residual attachment there, you want to find what, where they are. You want to take that rug off of that. You want to pull that out of the closet, and you just want to cut that. You want to say, no more. You will not drain me. You will not hold me up. You will not take all of the energy for my dreams away from me ever again. That kind of thing. And we're talking about thoughts, not people, not others. Has nothing to do with any of that. It's about the thoughts that are staying within us. That's where we have power to do something. You don't want to be taking all this energy trying to go change somebody else. You want to do it inside. Right now, the biggest message that I'm receiving on where everything's going as we ascend into something new is it's all inside. We have to tap in and connect inside. You want to trust that higher self within you more than even what I'm saying to you right now. I'm not even saying believe everything I'm saying. I'm saying go check it out for yourself. But do something. Do something. Because you're the one that needs to do it. It's not about blaming somebody else or what somebody did to you. If that's a belief that you are the victim and you have to just sit there and take that beating and that pounding, that's a cord to cut, maybe a big one. And maybe you believe that that's, you know, all you have is a choice. You see, that's a thought. Is that what you believe? Cut that. And then you're going to go, I don't even know anything past this. You know, maybe, you know, that's big. I know that's big for people. I'm not saying go do this all by yourself. Seek help if you need it. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate if you need help with that. Now, what I love is when Michael comes around and just clears, there's this sense of weight that just comes off. I always feel heat. I always feel the, you know, goosebump thing up the spine. I do that a lot when I feel that. As soon as I say, I don't even have it all the way out in my prayer or my request, and I can feel it. But that's because I'm always connecting and working with them. And, you know, it's kind of nice because it's like, hey, you know, they're with me everywhere I go. And I love that. Now, you can do that too. Absolutely. You don't have to wait for somebody to validate that to you. Validate it to yourself. Validate that you have that connection. You know what? You absolutely deserve the connection. You can have it right now in this moment. Right now in this moment. In fact, let's do that. Let's do that with all three of these angels in this last little bit of time we have. I love that. That just popped up. Thank you for that. And now I'm getting the thing up my spine again. Okay. That means, yes, that's what I want you to do. So that's what we're going to do. So first, let's clear. So if you close your eyes for a moment and just hear me out and you take this and you adjust this to whatever your situation is. And let's ask Michael to clear away all the fear, all the debris, all the stagnant energy. What is that? The stuff that just is like thick ooze. You don't go anywhere. It just sits there. That kind of feeling, that can feel like a rut, like you're in a rut or you're just stuck or you're not moving forward at all. We want to ask Michael to clear away fear of making a choice, fear. Help us, you know, what is it that I'm believing that I can let go of that's not mine? Ask for some clarity on that. And then after we do this, you just go about your day and forget about it and let it unveil itself to you in the next day, weeks, months. It'll just kind of unfold. But you're asking this yourself because I'm just guiding you with what to do here. But Michael is... If you say, please come help me, I hope you do, that's not believing that he will. You want to say, thank you. Thank you for taking all of this off so I can see clearly and highlighting the areas that I need to release, highlighting the areas that I need to release fear, cut a cord, change up, limit my exposure to, you name it, okay? And then ask him to shield you up in a protective divine light. You are completely safe and nothing else can come into your energy field but what will support you with love. When we first start doing this, it's good to do it a couple of times a day. And while you're going through a lot, increase when you're doing it. But then you'll get to where you can do it once here and there. But right now, if you've got a lot going on, I recommend you do that at least twice a day, maybe more. Know you're safe. Now we're going to bring in Raphael, and we're going to ask Raphael, wow, Raphael, just gently nudge me, give me little hints and suggestions on what I can do to improve my situation, improve my health, and to heal the emotions or the thoughts. That's what you're asking for with Raphael. And now you're ready to bring in Gabriel, which comes in loud and clear. What do you got to say? Yes, Raphael will help you to open up, not be afraid to speak your truth. What is your truth? Help you tap in and find it. Discover your creativity. Discovering your creativity will help you find your truth. It kind of works together that way. I recommend some chakra clearing. Focus on that second chakra. Think about the color orange and see what kind of thoughts you have, or do they feel stuck, or you have to keep restarting. Don't give up if that's happening. That means you're clearing a chakra that got a little clogged. Just keep going until you see that spinning clockwise beautifully with bright orange. It's almost like orange with a bright light on it. That's the way it looks to me when they're clean, clear, operating efficiently. Orange is the second chakra. You may have to do some homework on that if you don't even know what I'm talking about, okay? Because I don't have time to go into that right now. But if you were to just take a few minutes with these three angels, with what you have going on in your life right now, with some specific requests, and then let it be. You only have to ask once. I say you only have to ask once for the clarity. If you feel that you're still falling back into the fear, that's where Michael might come and reshield you more than once a day. Two different things, okay? Sometimes you just feel like, okay, I got to put that shield back on, or I got to do that again. That's fine. Do that. I'm talking about, can you help me find my truth? Can you help me find my creativity? Believe that it's already been heard, already been answered. Now you go about your day and let it unfold. And ask, I would ask, help me to recognize the signs and messages. Help me to see clearly when you're responding to me or giving me a little clue, a little breadcrumb to go this way or that way. Kind of like the feathers that I've been receiving, or the pine trees that I received that 1 week, or any other thing. Butterflies, dragonflies, transformation, okay? Any of that. The insects, everything, all of it. Nature, what type of tree is it? What color is the feather? Get details. Do more. You will discover a whole new world where energy and spirit and the universe has been connecting with you the whole time. You just didn't realize it. This expands your awareness to beyond just you or being the disconnected you. It will expand your awareness to your connection to everything, the oneness that we have within the universe. Because the more you do that, the more you're going to know the universe has got your back. You're going to know, wow, okay, I can trust this. This is right for me. Doesn't matter if it's right for somebody else or wrong for somebody else. It matters what's right for you and you trusting what's coming from within yourself. That's the key here. That's my passion, guys. I want you to know that you can do this. You can connect. You can trust what your higher self is leading you in. That is your divine you. That's your true self. Some of us don't even realize who we are. And you might feel like that a bit. You might feel like, wow, I don't even know what I want. Some people feel down and discouraged when they're sorting out the thoughts. Remember, you can choose whether to believe that one or not. That was the whole thing. If you just tuned in, listen to the beginning. Because are you believing all these thoughts that you don't want, these ones that are causing all the problems? You can choose not to. You can. And that's what we've been working with. That's what this energy of this month can do for you. That's what these three angels, archangels, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel can help you with. And it's not impossible. It's not difficult. I know you can do it. I want to say much love and happiness to all of you when you do this. I also want to remind everyone, I will not be here live next week on June 14th. We will be back on June 21st. Okay, so I'll see you in 2 weeks. Don't hesitate with this one. This is a very powerful month, a very powerful month to know for sure, anchor in, wow, this is who I really am. Wow, this is what I want to do. Wow, this is where I'm going. And feel supported. Feel supported by the universe. Feel supported by the angels. Feel supported by yourself, your higher self. Support who you are and what you want to be. We don't need that outside support, because once we claim it and we claim who we are in this universe and why we're here, that's when you draw in the connection with what is going to be right for you. But until we move all the debris out of the way and realign and open up, you're going to feel that disconnection a little bit. Sometimes that happens. We went through that for a good year and a half where, wow, I had this connection with spirit and all of a sudden it was hard. That's because we all had to up it a little bit. We had to bring it. And we have been practicing that. I have too. They have completely changed how they work with me too. And I'm still learning every day. And this show, what we want to do is bring that to you. I'm bringing what I'm learning and discovering. I'm sharing my journey and how it works for me and my experiences to help you find what works for you. Might be similar, might be completely different. But I hope it opens you up to a world that is just waiting for you to reconnect to, that has always been there, and that you'll find your joy. I'm out of time. Thanks so much for tuning in today, guys. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks on June 21st. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.